VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S.-based Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi was murdered in a ferocious manner. The words of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday in a speech to the Turkish parliament. He said Saudi Arabia carried out the killing in its Istanbul consulate 3 weeks ago in a premeditated plot, dismissing Riyadh's claim that rogue agents were responsible. Central Intelligence Agency Director Gina Haspel is in Turkey now, conferring with Turkish officials about their ongoing investigation. And in Russia today, for talks on the INF Treaty, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton talked about President Trump's concern about Khashoggi's death.
He has heard both the king and the crown prince deny that they had any involvement in this tragedy. Secretary of State Pompeo has just come back from Saudi Arabia, where he met with both of them, and is in really continuing discussions. We need to get to the bottom of this, and we need to have a truthful explanation.
A high-profile economic forum is taking place in the Saudi capital, Riyadh. It's Saudi Arabia's first major event on the world stage since the killing of Khashoggi. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Khashoggi's death loomed large over the start of the event, known as the Future Investment Initiative, which came as Turkey's President Erdogan told lawmakers that Saudi officials had murdered Khashoggi in their Istanbul consulate after plotting his death for days. At the opening of the conference, Saudi's energy minister described the journalist's killing as abhorrent. Some of the forum's keynote speakers and numerous Western executives and officials had cancelled plans to attend over the slaying.
This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Tuesday that plans are being made for President Trump to meet with Russian leader Vladimir Putin next month in Paris. Bolton said he had a, quote, series of very comprehensive and productive discussions with Putin in Moscow, including talks on arms control and Trump's decision to withdraw from an arms treaty signed in 1987. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May continues to try to persuade skeptical members of the British Parliament to back her plan for leaving the European Union by next March.
Serving our national interest will demand that we hold our nerve through these last stages of the negotiations, the hardest part of all. It will mean not giving in to those who want to stop Brexit with a politician's vote.
Ms. May is negotiating an exit with the EU that addresses post-Brexit relations with the group of countries. One obstacle is the future border separating Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, which will remain in the EU. The UN Refugee Agency has sent dozens of staff members to southern Mexico to try to help stabilize a chaotic situation and screen the asylum claims of many of the thousands of people in a migrant caravan now heading toward the United States. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
More than 45 UN refugee staff have arrived in Tapachula in Chiapas State, Mexico, and others are on their way. The UNHCR says conditions on the ground appear to be somewhat calmer and more orderly than in previous days, but UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says with some 7,000 desperate people on the move, the situation could change at any time.
Many people are having food, water, health, and other needs. There's also kidnapping and security risks in areas the caravan may venture into.
U.S. stocks rebounded from steep early losses by the close of Tuesday's trading. At one point, the Dow was down 500 points, but recovered all but 0.5% by the end of the day. Investors may have been worried by rising trade tensions that could harm global economic growth and a disappointing profit outlook for some major American companies. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Willa has maximum sustained winds now of 215 kilometers per hour. It said the storm would weaken a little before making landfall. Willa is now a Category 5 storm in the Pacific. It's headed toward the western coast of Mexico now. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.